Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Why is our Lord's miracle in the gospel today gradual? But certainly not because of a lack of power on our Lord's part. A Bible commentator, Cornelius Lapide, gives us a great answer to that question. He says, Christ wished not suddenly, but by degrees, perfectly to illuminate this blind man, that he might accommodate himself to the imperfect faith of the blind man and those who brought him, their faith increasing as the miracle proceeded, and that he might the more kindle them in faith, hope, and desire that it might be brought to a perfect work. And he quotes a holy ancient author, Euthymius, who says, in the first place, our Lord cured this blind man imperfectly, inasmuch as he believed imperfectly, that he, who as yet had but a little vision, might by means of the little light believe more perfectly and be healed more completely. For Jesus was the wise physician. And by, he says, increase of faith deserved increase of healing. The gospel episode, of course, applies to the sacraments, the sacramental economy. There's a physical element, and by means of that physical element, grace is given by our Lord. And in theory, one confession, one communion are sufficient to thoroughly and completely sanctify us. Because it's Christ who forgives in confession, it's Christ who gives us his body and blood and soul and divinity in communion. But in reality, our dispositions are not sufficient to be sanctified in just one time, with just one reception. Our dispositions, our faith, our hope and charity, all of these dispositions have to grow and have to increase. The sacraments themselves increase our dispositions. With each confession and Holy Communion, our faith, our hope, our charity grow, our dispositions increase, allowing us to receive the sacraments next time even better and better and better, and to be healed gradually. Increase of faith deserves increase of healing. This is why the sacraments, and especially confession and Holy Communion, have to be received frequently. And since next week we'll start Lent, it's good to start thinking about our resolutions already and perhaps consider increasing the frequency of our reception of the sacraments, and definitely trying to grow in our dispositions from one reception to another. Perhaps considering going to confession weekly is a very good resolution for Lent. Going to communion every single day, or at least multiple times a week, but again, daily Holy Communion during Lent is an amazing resolution. And from one reception of confession and of communion to another, asking our Lord to be more thoroughly healed, asking to grow in the proper dispositions, so that our faith will increase as the miracle of the sacraments is reiterated in us. And the increase of our faith will deserve also an increase of spiritual healing, an increase of our sanctification. Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Amen.